Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters, a reading from Matthew chapter 16. Now when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." These verses remind me of something that I recently experienced at the International Lutheran Council World Seminaries Conference. One evening, after the conference had concluded for the day, I met four colleagues around 10 p.m. in the hotel bar for a drink. As I was the last to arrive, it took me a few moments to catch up with the events that were taking place. There at the bar, two of my friends were chatting with a stranger. They introduced me to him. He seemed to be amazed that all of us were priests. He asked us several questions about why we were priests, what we did, and why we were in Lithuania. Then he began to tell us his life story, how once upon a time he believed in God, but now he was convinced that he was too evil for God to love him. In fact, he kept repeating the refrain, "I'm evil, I will burn, I am evil, I will burn." This man honestly admitted that he had sinned, and in some pretty horrific ways, and that he deserved nothing from God except eternal punishment. He knew what it was to be a man condemned by the law. He had seen his sinfulness, and he knew the holiness of God. One of my colleagues tried to assure him that we were all sinful and evil, and only deserved God's eternal wrath and punishment because of our rebellion and our disobedience to God's commandments. "We are all idolaters," he said. "But God, in His mercy and in His love for us, sent Jesus Christ to take our sins upon Himself in order that those sins and that evil might be forgiven and blotted out of God's record book." He was trying to apply the healing and saving gospel to this man's utter despair. Then the stranger told us that he wanted to tell us about a dream that he recently had. In this dream, he was standing at the gates of heaven, having a conversation with Saint Peter. He explained that he asked Peter if he could go into heaven. He said that Peter said nothing. All he did was go over to the giant door, take out a set of keys, place them in the lock, turn them, and silently walk away. Our new friend asked us what we thought this dream meant. Again, my colleague answered, saying, "Do you think that Peter locked the door or unlocked the door for you?" "I think he unlocked the door for you." And then he began to explain the confession Peter made concerning Jesus and his identity in Matthew chapter 16. Here Peter confesses that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and it was that confession which opened the door to the forgiveness of sins and freedom from evil for Peter and for all of us. Our new friend looked dazed and shocked. He said that he merely assumed Peter had locked the door, and the thought that Peter had unlocked the door had never occurred to him. He was so evil. How could he be welcomed into heaven? But this interpretation of his dream had given him a whole new insight, a perspective he had never dared imagine. God really did love him in Jesus Christ, and that God really did want this evil man to have the assurance of the forgiveness of his sins and eternal life. Today, if you feel that you are too evil for God to love you, or too bad that he could never forgive you your sins, remember that Jesus' death for you has unlocked heaven's door. When he hung dying on the cross, the curtain in the temple was torn in two, allowing us free access to God, because God had come among us and freely acted to save us through his Son Jesus. Jesus has unlocked heaven's door, even for us evil sinners. Go on, go through the door. Let us pray. O Almighty God, whom to know is everlasting life, grant us, without any doubt, to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that following in his steps, we may steadfastly walk in the way that leads to eternal life, through that same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.